AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is threatening to invoke the Insurrection Act after continued violence during his immigration crackdown in Minneapolis. Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says it's used sparingly.
The president's Truth Social post spoke very loud and clear to Democrats across this country, elected officials who are using their platforms to encourage violence against federal law enforcement officers, who are encouraging left-wing agitators to unlawfully obstruct legitimate law enforcement operations.
A woman was shot and killed by an ICE agent last week. Yesterday, a federal officer in the city shot and wounded a man who had attacked the officer with a shovel and a broom handle. In the House, Washington Democrat Pramila Jayapal wants answers.
What is the problem is this culture of lawlessness and lying from the federal government, from Kristi Noem, from Donald Trump. Complete lack of accountability to the American people. And taxpayer dollars are going into this.
Presidents have invoked the law more than two dozen times, most recently in 1992 by President George H.W. Bush to end unrest in Los Angeles. In that instance, local authorities asked for the assistance. A new AP North Center poll shows President Trump's approval rating has barely budged in his first year back. The AP's Lindley Sanders reports 4 in 10 Americans approve of the president's job performance.
That's a sign that it is just incredibly hard to change people's minds about Donald Trump. But when you dig into the data, there are some signs of vulnerability for the president. He has not convinced Americans that the economy is in good shape. His approval numbers on this issue are up slightly from last month, but overall, they're just really low.
The poll also shows Americans are twice as likely to say the president is focused on the wrong priorities than the right ones. This is AP News. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on the discovery of an unusual cache of mummified remains.
Researchers excavated 7 cheetah mummies, along with the bones of 54 other cheetahs, from caves in northern Saudi Arabia, dating from 130 years old to 1,800 years old. While Egypt's mummies are the most well-known, mummification can happen naturally. In the cheetah's case, the cave's dry conditions and stable temperature could have played a role in their preservation. Researchers think it may have been a denning site where mothers birth and raise their young because there were so many cheetahs found in those caves. Scientists say the cheetah's genes are most similar to modern-day cheetahs from Asia and Northwest Africa, and were hoping that the find will help them reintroduce the cats. Cheetahs once roamed across most of Africa and parts of Asia, but now live in just 9% of their previous range. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.